The Feast of Christ the King. Instead of a commemoration marked by regal splendor, opulence, and extravagance, the kingship genuine Christians proclaim, it centers upon the dramatic story of a man nailed to a cross. The only excessiveness in our story is love. Throughout the entirety of Luke's Gospel, Jesus' kingly identity is seen in his relentless pursuit to find and to reconcile those who are separated from divine love. Time and again, the gospel writer Luke masterfully weaves stories highlighting this truth. Think back on stories that we have heard this past year, including the lost coin, the lost sheep, the two lost sons, the lost woman who anoints Jesus, the tax collectors and Samaritans with whom Jesus dines and to whom he extends mercy, announcing they no longer need be lost. In today's gospel on the Feast of Christ the King, after Jesus has been lifted up on the cross as king, a further lost one comes into view. Even nailed to the cross, Jesus still pursues the lost. Jesus' ultimate authority is recognized, and a criminal asks of his newfound king, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Our blessed Lord replies, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Friends, let Christ the King speak these words to you today and through you inspire others who are lost to look in hope upon the crucified Jesus as their King. God be with you.